Well, hello. My name's John Horton. As an advocate for Catholic Radio and a founding member for 1160 AM The Quest, God has given me the privilege to assist 1160 AM on your radio dial. In fact, dial that in as one of your preset locations in your fashionable automobile. That's it. Push that preset button to 1160 AM The Quest. I have found the app particularly useful as well. The app is thequestatlanta.com. My co-host is none other than Mike Moores, a former Grand Knight of our Knights of Columbus Council number 660, a council that has had a presence in Atlanta for over 100 years. Mike's not that old, which is good. We will be joined by the famous Bobby Donlan of Bones and New York Prime fame. If you have ever encountered Bobby, you remember him. His skills with language will be needed to translate our very Irish, very Catholic jokes from Monsignor Frank at Christ the King. More on that later. Any updates before we bring on Mr. Michael Moores? Do we have a suggested goal for this hour of power?
All right. So I want to give an update on the four o'clock hour that they did meet their goals. So that's so amazing. They got those 12 calls and those 12 gifts coming in. So that is amazing. And we are so thankful for that. And we're looking for your call next at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. If you've been listening today, you've heard that we are trying to raise over these 3 days, $125,000 for your Atlanta Catholic radio station, because this radio station is 100% listener supported, and we need your help, and we've got a ways to go to get that goal. So please, any amount, if you're feeling called, any amount helps us get to that goal. So please call 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com, and I will let you know on the next update what our goal is, because I need to check with something first. So, yes.
Well, I'm hoping it's something that, you know, we can beat Father Mark, who was here yesterday from Christ
the
King.
So,
or even those folks from Holy Spirit, those good folks from Holy Spirit.
So what are y'all thinking? How about y'all set your goal?
I don't know. John, what do you think?
Well, at least 20 phone calls. We're hoping for
that. Okay, so we want 20 gifts, at least 20 gifts.
And we need at least, we were thinking, we were talking $5,000. I think that's pushing it.
No. We need to think. You need to go big. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. We're
go
in.
Go big or go home.
We're in for 5 G's.
When I was listening today, I heard that Holy Spirit was just shy of $5,000.
No, they were just shy of $7,100.
Well, so they must have had some late donations in.
They did.
At 5 of 1, they were just, five of one, they were just under 5K. So we'll go for 5K. We'll see how we go here. Yeah. Hopefully some of my Irish brethren from the Ancient Order of Hibernians will be calling in. I expect to hear some familiar names out there, guys, or our membership is going to shrink by 6 o'clock.
Give them that number to call.
So, exactly.
Hold that number.
Call. The number is 470-508-1160, The Quest Atlanta. You can also donate online at thequestatlanta.com. And when you donate, remember, it doesn't have to be a one-time. You can do a one-time. You can do a monthly. There's a number of different ways that you can donate. There are corporate programs that you can do. So as a corporation or a business owner, you can become a business underwriter. You can also become a part of the Quest St. Gabriel Society. That's a monthly donor who pledged 20 or more per month. And you can even do a station guardian. Guardians donate $100 per month. Please make this please make a donation today. As you heard, we're looking to raise $150,000 in 3 days. That's a lot of dough, but we got to do it to keep this great ministry going here.
So we're here to raise some money, so crank up your checkbook and look for a few spare dollars. Like all Catholic institutions, we get to reach out into the community for support, and research has found that this radio station, 1160 AM The Quest, which I'm sure you have now dialed in to your preset on the radio, 1160 AM, The Quest, has brought converts to our faith very effectively. To bring some levity to our cause, we wrestled down Monsignor Frank McNamee at Christ the King, the Energizer Bunny, and of our cathedral, and we have acquired a few of his very Irish, very Catholic jokes. As the money flows in, we will begin to release these gems of Irish humor. We need to see at least, what, $500 before we can release a joke?
I think 500. Yeah. 500.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Mr. Moores is also a member of the Hibernians, which he's mentioned, but we want to repeat that again in case you, some of you guys are hard of hearing. Just feel free to step up to the plate and throw some balls our way. I understand they have deep pockets, so we expect substantial contributions in Irish pounds are welcome.
It's not hard of hearing, John. It's the short arms with the deep pockets. So come on, guys. I want to hear some familiar names out there. And hey, from the council too, right? And all of the KFC councils around Atlanta. This is a tremendous ministry that they have here. And, you know, if you look at this, guys, is there ever a time that we've needed Catholic radio more, given what we're going through in 2020 with the pandemic? It's horrible to say, but it is a fact that suicides are up.
Yes.
Addiction mm-hmm. is up. Depression is up. But if we can get the word of the Lord to these folks at home by just listening to the radio and help them to cheer up, right? And to bring the happiness of the Lord, that's going to help save people during this pandemic. So please call and make a pledge. Again, the number is 470-508-1160, and it's 1160 on your dial. How about that? I wonder if they planned that, John.
Oh, you think
I think they might have planned that. Yeah.
Whether you can make a donation or not, prayers sent our way would always be appreciated, and prayers for the station are in order as well. Notes of support via thequestatlanta.com help us a great deal, particularly if a program has impacted your life. Please join me in celebrating Atlanta Catholic Radio and their mission to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace the journey of faith through the beauty of the gospel and the teachings of the Catholic Church. So please call 470-508-1160, or if you're a technology person, thequestatlanta.com also has a way to accept money.
All right, guys, I've got a special little surprise here. So say hello to Father Kevin Peak.
Father Kevin.
Father Peak.
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, brother?
Doing? Hey, I'm doing great.
Oh, I got to put the headphones on.
Hold on. Gotta,
yep, one second. They forgot to put the headphones on.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yep. Okay, say it again, Father.
How are you, Father?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're wonderful.
We're doing excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. I was going to mention you today. This is our own newly minted Lieutenant Colonel, Father Peak.
That's right, sir.
I'm a civilian. You don't call me sir now. And he is calling us from a place that he cannot say. But it is somewhere in the Middle East.
I can actually right now. I'm calling from Kuwait. I came off the circuit a couple of days ago, and I saw your email, and I got excited that I could try to call in and catch you guys on air. So just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking of you guys and the quest as well, and praying for you all, and just glad that you are doing the hour that you're doing. We're living in tough times in the church and outside of the church, and to be able to sit back and laugh at ourselves a little bit, is just a priceless gift that carries us through. So the gift and the virtue of good humor. Just glad you guys are bringing it.
Well, you know, given, as you know, the face for radio that I have, it's really easy to laugh. very, very easy. But
yeah, we had to spend a lot of time in makeup today. Yeah,
yeah,
it was a killer.
Yeah, right. Just to let us in the building. But it's great to hear your voice, Father. Great to hear your voice.
You had to spend all the money you're going to raise this hour.
That was refreshments. But for those of you out there, that what you're hearing is Father Kevin Peak. And Kevin is the chaplain of the Archbishop Donahue Division of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, which I have the pleasure of being the current president of here in Atlanta. And it's a wonderful group, Irish Catholic men. And I can tell you it's great to be a part of it, right? It's great to have brothers that help. We help each other to reinforce our faith, and the values and all things Catholic. And it's a great group, as are the other groups too. I'm Knight of Columbus as well. All of these groups in this tough time that we're going through, if you're not a part of something, some ministry, you should go and join and look at something in your individual parishes. It's a great way to be involved and help each other, and we all can use that. But Father's our chaplain, and he was deployed earlier this year, so we're looking forward to having him back in the spring.
Amen. We're back on our original time schedule. We had been extended, but we're back on our original time schedule, which I can't tell you when that is, but I'm excited that we're coming home a little earlier than we thought. So good news on that front.
That's awesome.
But you're right. You know, we really do need the brotherhood and the support and the accountability and the encouragement of each other. There's a lot of men's programs, in various aspects of our society, because we recognize that it's something that we need, and especially in a spiritual way. So being a part of the Ancient Order has been a blessing to me as well. Just knowing that I can get together with guys and it's not all serious talk. It's a lot of the humor that we're going to be sharing here, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it's also just good, solid time with other men who are thinking along the same lines and striving for the same goals. So just living a godly life in support of our church. In support of our heritage and our culture, all the things that at times are under attack today. People trying to just tear them down and send us in other directions. And certainly not everything in the past of our world has been good and right and wholesome, but we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's so much that has been good, and that's what we stand for.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Father, it's so great to hear your voice. We really appreciate you calling in. I also want to mention to everybody that I had sent a message out the other day to Father Peak on something, and he reminded me that today is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. So
yes, it is.
It's a great opportunity for everybody to take the time tonight to pray the rosary for whatever cause or devotion you might want to.
And to go look up the history of this day. I don't want to take up too much time out of your programming, but look up the history of this day and why it did become both the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary and Our Lady of Victory. Very powerful statement of the power of the Rosary. I'll just say this. I saw a sign recently. It said, "It takes many weapons to fight a war. It takes one to end one." And that being the Rosary. So let's all make an effort to embrace the Rosary consistent prayer in our lives.
So you're not out there fighting the Battle of Lepanto. Is that what you're telling me, Father?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Oh. We've fought it a few times.
Funny you mentioned that there, Cliffy.
What was that?
I said, funny he mentions that, huh? It's like Cliff and Norman here. Exactly. I was going to try to stump him with the history of the Battle of Lepanto, but he beat me to it.
And he was on it.
Yeah. So, Father, what's the phone number? Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you what the number is,
exactly.
Father. It's 470-508-1160. You can call from where you are, and we will take whatever kind of money you send our way. No problem.
Amen.
Petrodollars.
You know what? I was actually, the number I called was the one Mike put in his email, which seemed to be a little different, but I still got the money room. But I don't trust the security of this line to give my credit card over it. So I'm going to go online, and I'm going to make the donation,
no,
and I'm
going
to put it to the credit of this hour. But I intend to re-up for, what's the package? Is it like a three-year package or something like that?
Well, I do $100 a month, and I've been doing it for, I don't know, since they started, I think. So
yeah. I was doing the same, and then something happened. I guess my credit card reset or something, and so I got to re-up. But, yeah, I'm in for $100 a month, so put me down as a credit for you guys. I love you guys. God bless you all, and God bless the quest.
All right.
Thanks so much, Father Pete.
Father Great Kevin, before you go, will you give us a quick prayer and blessing?
Certainly. In these times, we turn to Our Lady, Mother Mary. We ask Your blessing upon all of our endeavors to continue to guide and direct us to the heart of Christ, that in our lives, like Yours, we may shine forth with His light, His peace, His strength, and His courage. May Almighty God bless you and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Stay safe. Stay safe.
Y'all take care. We will do. God bless.
God bless. Wow. That was a gift.
That was an absolute gift. It was great to hear His voice. It really was. I think, John, you know, that might call for the first joke of the evening.
Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Because we got another $100 that floated in here from somewhere. I don't know if we hit the 500, but I'm feeling like we probably have.
A priest calling from Kuwait, I think that qualifies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so here we
definitely.
Go. Here we go. So six Irishmen were playing poker in O'Leary's apartment when Paddy Murphy lost 500 on a single hand, clutched his chest, and dropped dead at the table.
Oh, Paddy.
Showing respect for the fallen brother, the other five continue playing, standing up, of course. So Michael O'Connor looks around. He says, "Ah, me boys," he says, "someone's got to tell Paddy's wife. Who will it be?" So they draw straws. Paul Gallagher picks the short one. They tell him to be discreet, be gentle, don't make a bad situation any worse. And he says, "Discreet? I'm the most discreet Irishman you'll ever meet. Discretion is me middle name. Leave it to me." So Gallagher goes over to Murphy's house. He knocks on the door. Mrs. Murphy answers and asks what he wants. And Gallagher declares, "Your husband just lost $500 and is afraid to come home. Tell him to drop dead," she says, Murphy's wife. And he says, "I'll go tell him." All of these jokes tonight that you hear are pulpit approved, by the way.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true, yeah.
They've all been used by the pulpit or from the pulpit.
Back, I just wanted to, the phone number, in case you missed that, 470, I'll do it slow because I'm kind of old when I dial a phone, 470-508-1160. There you go.
That is the number. Or thequestatlanta.com.
Oh, there you go. So back to the Quest app. Programs on Demand is my favorite area, offering access to folks like Father John Ricardo and his very thorough teaching of the faith. Marcus Grodi does a thing called The Journey Home, which is found on air usually at 11 a.m. And we get to hear why folks either come back to the faith and hear from converts from Judaism, Presbyterianism, Buddhism, atheism, agnosticism, and people not grounded in faith at all. Individuals lost in our culture of relativism, and materialism. So I think I've ismed that out. So if you could please consider a monthly pledge, we were talking to the father. I think he just decided to drop $100 a month on us for about 3 years. You can do $100, $75, $50, $25, $10. Like any business, some predictable cash flow is needed to keep the doors open and pay our one part-time employee at 11:60 a.m. From what I can see, many folks have been attracted to this station as volunteers. Maybe that's what you want to do rather than offer money. However, if you feel like you'd like to call, that number is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
Listen to this guy. Not only a face for radio, but a voice for radio. Yeah, hey, I can attest to my friend John's support of the Quest here. He came to the council. It's Council 660, Knights of Columbus, 2 years ago, asking if we would make a contribution as a council, as a founding member. We didn't really know that he would put his name on it as the founding member at that point in time. But if you know John, you'll know that he's very good at getting others to donate their money to his causes, which is why we're on here tonight. But this is seriously, it's a great cause. I'm happy to be a part of this tonight. It's a great opportunity, really, to help out everyone here. And I'm also looking forward to providing a very valuable service tonight. And that is when our guest Bobby Donlan comes on, I am volunteering to act as translator. So if any of you out there cannot understand what Bobby says, just let us know and I'll be happy to translate for you. You can take the boy out of Boston, but you can't take Boston out of the boy. And you'll hear that pretty soon.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's a wonderful cause. Again, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. And, you know, John, you touched on something too. If you can't give money, there's other ways. So I always like to talk to the guys in the council and the AOH and everything. It comes down to time, talent, and treasure. Sometimes you have time to spend and you can volunteer. Sometimes you have some treasure that you can spend, or you might have a unique talent, something that you can volunteer. Sometimes it's more than one of those, but there's always something that you can do. It always doesn't have to be out of the wallet. We really want that these 3 days, I would say.
Yes.
But also always think about there's ways to come in and help, even coming in and doing something like we're doing here tonight, you know? Mm-hmm. So, John may be getting paid. I'm not, but, I'd have to check him on the way out.
I got some cookies. Yeah, not so bad.
Yeah,
so
did.
Back in that back room, and we got Mary and we got Jerry and Alice and Phil. They're ready to receive your phone call. And that phone number, just in case you need it now, 470-508-1160. We see that one of our valued priests, Father Mark White, was on air yesterday. He's definitely a revert, and he's become a terrific priest for our parish at Christ the King. However, it's important that we at least match or raise more money than he did, so please call.
Yeah,
and we particularly can't seek participation from our fellow Knights of Columbus, Council 660, at Christ the King. In fact, from Christ the King, if Father Frank, who recently celebrated his 25th anniversary of ordination, can part with a few dollars, that would be terrific. In fact, Father Frank, you will be pleased to know that your bobblehead doll
is
right here the stage with us, wowing the fans, Father Frankincense himself.
And I will say, John, that's a bobblehead for radio. Although it is autographed, Monsignor, if you're listening.
You know. Father Frank is fairly heavy with the incense, and so the children at the school decide to call him Father Frankincense, all, of course, in very good humor. He's a marvelous example of who and what a priest, can be. And that number, again, in case you need to know, is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
Also, there's one thing I want to mention. Someone I was talking to the other day said they were having trouble tuning into The Quest on their AM dial for some reason. Also want to make sure that everyone knows that there is an app that you can get. You can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and get download the app. I've done it. It's easy, couple clicks, and away you go. So if there's, for whatever reason, you don't have AM, or maybe you want to listen in the house, right? You can either stream it online at the website, or you can download the app. You can even get, if you have Amazon Echo with Siri, you can even get Siri to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go ahead, and with regards to those smart speakers, if you're having an issue with your Alexa device, Amazon did make an update, and so our skill had to be updated. And so if you're still having issues with that, just go ahead and re-enable the skill. So you'll say, Alexa, enable the Quest skill. And then you'll be able to say, Alexa, open the Quest. Or you can just look it up in the Amazon skill in there, in the Alexa skill app, and just look for it in there and reactivate it so it'll work for you. But while I'm here, I want to give a little update. We've had lots of calls coming in. And so we're well on our way of hitting that 20 gift goal, but we still want to hit that $5,000 goal. Mm-hmm. So we want to say thanks to Bobby D in Atlanta, John H in Atlanta, Paul M in Doraville, Joshua D in Atlanta, and he donated in support of Mike, Mark B in Comac, New York.
Nice.
In support of Bobby as well. And then we've got, obviously, Father Kevin Peake made a donation. Don L. in Atlanta donated for Mike. David E. in Dunwoody donated for Mike. James H. in Brookhaven. Catherine W. in Rome, Georgia for Bobby. James K. in Atlanta for Mike and Bobby. Bobby D. in Atlanta in honor of Louis Shamaria. And Susan G. in Atlanta for John. So
there we go.
Awesome.
Yes. So lots of calls coming in, and we want to keep them going, because what's that number, guys?
Oh, that number, in case you need to know this is 470-508-1160.
Exactly. And thank you, brothers. There's some I recognize some of my AOH brothers in there. Thanks very much. Keep it coming. And should we go one more joke here, John?
Real quick before we go. That's enough cash flow for another joke.
This isn't actually Irish. It's Catholic though. So we'll save a few Irish for when Brother
pulpit.
Bobby.
It's pulpit.
It's pulpit. Pulpit approved. Okay, pulpit approved. There's a stamp on it here. Oh, you can't see it, but yeah. So
the imprimatur from Father Frank.
Exactly. So here we go. Each Friday night after work. During Lent, Bubba would fire up his outdoor grill and cook a venison steak. But all his neighbors were Catholic, and since it was Lent, they were forbidden from eating meat. So, you know, the aromas going around the neighborhood, they're getting really antsy, right? Because they're really getting hungry to eat some meat on a Friday, and Bubba keeps grilling on Friday. So the priest came to visit Bubba and suggested that he become a Catholic. After several classes and much study, Bubba attended Mass, and as the priest sprinkled holy water over him, he said, "You were born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, but now you are a Catholic." Bubba's neighbors were very relieved, right? He until Friday night came, and then once again, Bubba's out there grilling, and they're smelling the venison steaks. So they immediately called the priest out, all right, and he comes rushing into Bubba's yard, and he's clutching a rosary, preparing to scold him, but he stopped and he watched in amazement. And there stood Bubba clutching a small bottle of holy water, which he carefully sprinkled over the venison steak and chanted, "You was born a deer, you was raised a deer, but now you is a catfish."
Terrific. Oh,
but I'm pumped. There we go. All right. So I think that brings us to a break, Annie, does it?
It sure does. But while we're on a break, it's the perfect time to call so you don't miss any of these jokes. So give us a call at 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com. But we'll be back after the break.
This is Father Michael Siloway from Christ our King and Savior Catholic Church in Greensboro, Georgia. And the Sushipe prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola is one of my favorites. Please join me in praying it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace, and that will be enough for me. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
Can karaoke be good for society? Well, in a way, the answer is yes, because music can have a positive cultural impact. Writing in Living City magazine, Emily Christie highlights the reasons. First, when performers try to synchronize music together with others, it produces positive feelings and releases pleasure chemicals called endorphins in the brain. Next, music releases oxytocin, a brain chemical that plays an important role in forming bonds and trust among people. Finally, music increases cultural cohesion. Emily writes that each culture expresses its identity through some sort of music, and studies find that connections are stronger among families and peer groups when they listen to music together. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
The Quest presents
Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Tell us about Saint Ludwina.
She was born in the Netherlands in 1380. As a young girl, she was known for her prolific ability as an ice skater. But at the age of 15, she was injured in a tragic skating accident. She would ultimately wind up partially paralyzed for the remainder of her life. A young woman of profound faith, Ludwina would use this time to pray unceasingly while offering up her physical suffering to God. As her relationship with the Lord deepened, she experienced numerous mystical visions. She quickly became known as a holy woman and a healer.
Legend states that she was nourished only by the Eucharist for more than 19 years. When she died, it was reported that she saw Jesus coming to administer the last rite. Devotion to her would spread rapidly after her death, and a biography was written by Thomas Kempis. St. Ludwina's feast day is April 14th, and she is the patron saint of ice skaters.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through The Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
So special are you that he had you in his mind before time began. So special are you that he lives inside of you. So special are you, he wants you to be like a big beam on top of a mountain. All men to see by. You know what holiness is, huh? Holiness is to struggle day after day, to forgive 70 times 7, to be hurt and say, Lord, forgive my enemy, forgive the person who hurt me, to be able to see yourself and not fall apart. All of that's holiness. This is what the apostles did. I love the apostles. Sometimes you read the lives of the saints, you think they were born holy. You know, you get the idea that from the age 3, the Lord just poured all kind of grace on them, and they just grew up, and some of them did. They're few and far between. I like those saints that had a struggle.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Hello, I'm Ann Rankus, the middle school youth minister and coordinator here at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish in Alpharetta, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit sings.
Hello, we are back. My name is John Horton. I am here co-hosting with Michael Moores. We're parishioners at Christ the King, and we are about to be joined by the ever-famous Bobby Donlan. And, you know, one aside, we have people here answering the phones, and they're not as busy as they should be. You know that old story about idle hands? We can't have these folks just sitting around. So, I mean, they might start a plot back there and become Presbyterians or something. So pick up that phone, 470-508-1160. Call these people and put Mary, Jerry, and Alice and Phil back to work. And I think Mike is going to introduce or translate for Bobby or Bobby. Is it Bobby from Boston?
We'll let Bobby do that. But yes, our special guest tonight is Bobby Donlan. Bobby was longtime front man at Bones here in Atlanta, and then moved on to New York Prime, where he recently retired from, actually. But he reminds me all the time that I still need to go in there and spend money. So tonight, though, nobody go there. I want you to spend all your money here. Sorry, Bobby. Are you with us?
I am. By the way, that number is 470-508-1160. Oh. John has told me to repeat that many times.
Wonderful.
Does anybody need me to translate that, or was he okay? How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great. I just want to give everybody an update. The Braves won 2-0.
Oh,
nice.
Everybody knows I'm a baseball fan.
Everybody needs to celebrate by calling 470-508-1160 and throw some money our way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And after calling, you can go to New York Prime.
Yes. I've instructed one of the bartenders to siphon 10% off tonight, Bobby.
God bless my crew.
Yes.
There you go. Well, it's great to have you, Bobby. I know you've been around Atlanta a long time. Many different parishes, right? That you've moved around, I think, two or three?
Yeah, I started out at St. Thomas the Apostle in Smyrna. I built that church. I went to St. Catherine of Siena. I built that church. And then I said, oh, well, I'm going to move this cathedral. That's nice and solid. That building is beautiful. They don't really need to do much. And then Father Frankincense decided to rebuild the Highland Center. So Mike and I and John are rebuilding the Highland Center.
That's true.
Yes, we are. Now, Bobby, I don't know if you heard, but we've got the Father Frank bobblehead here with us today for inspiration.
I would like to see that. You know,
yeah.
Was that something of a promotion or?
I forget exactly, but I've actually got an autographed one that someone gave to me. So it does sit in a place of honor in our home, and he always seems to be saying yes. So I wish when I ask him for things at the cathedral, he doesn't seem to shake his head that way, but you know. But yes, you built a couple churches and now you're going to help build a radio station, right, Bobby?
This, like I say, this is my first experience with you two jokers here. So, you know, nice roping in of me. I'm interested, obviously, and I will start listening a little bit more fervently in the coming weeks. You know, I don't spend a lot of time in the car anymore, you know, so, you know, radio listening, I'll have to get it off of, you know, the fan, the 680, the fan, you know?
Well,
even though two of my friends are no longer there, Steak and John.
Yeah, we heard about that. That's too bad.
Well,
that's
I could start a show over here. We could do Catholic sports.
Yeah, hey,
you know?
Let me tell you,
we could get Steak,
you know,
to do like Catholic high school football or something. You
yeah.
Know?
Notre Dame Report, Boston College,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
all those things. Yeah, there you go. Villanova basketball.
Well, I want to also interject that I crossed the ecumenical line with one of my donors. I called in Phil because I couldn't handle the app. I'm a little bit like John. You know,
don't
John,
say that.
You still have a rotary phone? Is that correct?
yeah. The finger gets stuck in that dialer thing.
I
you know,
spoke with Phil and my friend Louis Shamaria.
Wow.
From Benny's Shoes. Up there on off of Piedmont Road, my shoe man for many, many years, and my stopping place a lot of times with a cup of coffee just to shoot the you-know-what.
Oh, yeah.
And he had donated $100, and I told him I would match it. So we are in for $200, and Phil was very, very gracious on the phone. So keep him busy back there. Huh. That number, again, is 470-508-1160.
Yeah, I remember Louis that Neil Bortz used to like to get him on the air.
And he'd
somewhere he'd finish the thing, and then he always finished with, "It's the agony of the feet."
I wasn't around for that, but that sounds good, though.
That phrase, John. Who coined that phrase?
I will.
Jim McKay.
Yeah.
Yes, Jim McKay.
ABC.
Whitewater Sports. Every Saturday, 4:00.
Yep.
Gotta love it. You gotta
so
love it.
We have volunteers in adoration right now and throughout the pledge drive, praying in the little chapel right next to our studio for your generosity and, of course, for all you listening in your fashionable automobiles. As a result, you may be a bit nicer to your fellow citizens as you cruise through the city due to the prayers coming from our chapel. Hey, Bobby, what's that number? What's that number, Bobby?
470-508-1160. By the way, John, my 2003 Lincoln Town Car, does that qualify as fashionable?
No, absolutely. That's a...
it has 95,000 gently driven miles to New York Prime and the golf course.
That glides down the highway, man.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
John, can I tell a joke?
Oh,
we got enough money?
We got enough money to tell a joke?
Well, we definitely have enough money.
Yeah, we're good for that.
All right, I'm going to segue into something that I like. The Pope met with his cardinals to discuss a proposal from Benjamin Netanyahu, the leader of Israel. I may have butchered that name. I apologize, Benjamin.
Netanyahu. Again, let me translate for Bobby.
Mr. Netanyahu wants to challenge you to a game of golf to show the friendship and ecumenical spirit that I just mentioned, shared by the Jewish and Catholic faiths. The Pope thought this was a great idea, but he never held a golf club in his hand. "Don't we want to have a cardinal represent me?" he asked. "None that plays very well," the cardinal replied, "but there's a man named Jack Nicklaus, an American golfer who is a very devout Catholic. We can offer to make him a cardinal, then ask him to play Mr. Netanyahu as your personal representative. In addition, showing our spirit of cooperation will also win the match. Everybody applauded and agreed it was a great idea. The call was made. Of course, Nicholas was very, very honored and agreed to play. The day after the match, Jack called the Vatican to inform the Pope of the result. I have some very good news, some very bad news, Your Holiness, said Nicholas. Well, tell me the good news first, Cardinal Nicholas, said the Pope. Well, Your Holiness, I don't like to brag, but even though I played some very terrific rounds of golf in my life, this was one of the best I have ever played, by far. I must have been inspired from above. My drives were long and true, my irons were accurate and purposeful, and my putting was perfect. With all due respect, my play was truly miraculous in a Catholic way, so to speak. Well, what's the bad news? He says, I lost by 3 strokes to Rabbi Tiger Woods.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, put on.
Best joke ever.
That is.
And I'm glad I got to segue it into the golf and the ecumenical with Louis and the donation.
Yes.
There you go. Now, on the subject of sports, Bobby, we do have, I was just handed a note here. We have a pledge from a friend of yours, I believe.
A potential pledge.
Yes. Yeah. There's a condition to this.
Yeah. Yes.
Am I allowed to say his name on air? The gentleman's name on air. Yeah. So Jack Tyson. I think it's Jack. Tyson will donate $100 if you fail to mention a certain baseball team.
I could do that.
Okay.
Jack is an old friend. He I believe, is still with the PGA, and he coordinates the PGA Tour event at Eastlake. Wonderful man.
Nice. Nice.
Terrific.
So
I will refrain from that. I've got, let me see, 17 more minutes.
Well, yeah. Normally, I would try to trip you up, but I think we'll take the 100.
Oh yeah. Please don't trip me up.
Not at all. And hey, I just want to mention one thing here. You know, Catholic radio, it's really a very, very important part of the church and the mission. And there's some surveys that have been done. So over the last 10 years, some really interesting statistics I thought we'd pass along here. People who listen to Catholic radio, over 80% become more active in their churches. 64% say they are better able to share the faith with their kids. 52% go to Mass more. 32% come back to the church. That's a great, great number right there. You build the reach of radio to get people back to the church. And 7 out of 10 say they're more likely to tithe to the church. So, I mean, beyond that, there's testimonies about preventing suicide, some of the things we talked about, you know, earlier, helping marriages, bringing families back together. It's a wonderful cause. So let's get some money going here, folks. The number is, Bobby?
Bobby, what's the number?
470-508-1160.
Now, that
and
accent...
I would like to say, Michael, what a great, great hearing from Father Kevin across the pond, so to speak.
Was that outstanding?
What a great... that was a wonderful thing he did.
Yes, it really was.
And, of course, his generosity for 3 years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the priest is donating for 3 years. Normally, we're donating to the priest. So does that tell everybody out there something?
Oh,
we need to get going here.
There we go.
Is there some guilt? Did I just lay some Catholic guilt there?
Yes.
I was trying.
Yeah. Now, please remember that the quest is 100% listener supported. Because we need Catholic radio now more than ever. Truth seems to be very elusive. Radio as a medium is more effective than TV as it causes you to think. Whereas on TV, it's all the video that dominates. Those girls in short skirts to get your attention. A news show with Al Cresta, Teresa Tomeo, or Raymond Arroyo, I find informative, and the information is reliable. A great treat is Raymond Arroyo on a Thursday night. I think he comes on at 8 o'clock, and he also repeats it Sunday morning. But his take on the news is absolutely fascinating. He also is an on-air talent at Fox as well. The collective media cabal seems bent towards a cause we find hard to support as Catholics. I think about Amy Comey Barrett, who could not be a better example of a human being, and yet they find ways to disparage her character. As Catholics, this gives us an opportunity to stand up to the cabal that's out there tearing down our faith. And that phone number, just in case you need to know, is 470-508-1160.
And guys, I'm going to give a little update here. So it's crunch time now. We're less than 10 minutes away from the end of the hour. So we got to get rolling if we want to hit that $5,000 goal. We're a little about $3,000 away, but
this is a Catholic clock. That's slow.
So you've got time to call in still and help us reach that goal. So 470-508-1160. These guys brought their own Liberty Bell with them, so they really want to be able to ring it. Yep, see, there's a little taste, and they want to ring it for celebration that we hit that goal of $5,000. So Bobby, what's that number?
470-508-1160.
Now, hey, Bobby, do you have another one of those Frank McNamee approved jokes that you could probably share with us?
You know, we're going to go once more time. I'm going to cross the ecumenical line and get a Protestant minister involved.
Oh.
So, a very, very prominent Protestant minister had all of his remaining teeth pulled out. New dentures were being made. The first Sunday after the dentures were made, he preached only 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he went up a little bit and preached only 20 minutes. On the third Sunday, he preached approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of his congregation, he responded, "Well, on the first Sunday, my gums were very sore and it hurt to talk, hence the 10 minutes. The second Sunday, my dentures were still hurting me a lot, hence only 20 minutes. The third Sunday, I accidentally pulled my wife's dentures. I don't know what happened after that, but I couldn't stop."
Oh, a sexist joke, no less. Oh, yes.
Bobby.
Wonderful.
It's basically all women volunteers up here, Bobby. Be careful.
All pulpit approved, I was told.
Yes, they are. They are all pulpit approved. They're all stamped here. Absolutely. Absolutely. So far.
Boats are flying around.
We have one donation of $500. That was a single donation, I believe, right? So who can match that out there?
I just found out we're going to stay on air for an extra 10 minutes. So y'all have got an extra 10 minutes to get that goal.
As everybody can hear, I've already run out of material. We're done here.
Oh, I have a request
for
Bobby.
Uh-oh.
Tell Bobby that Emmett said, if you tell the listeners what the greatest steakhouse in Atlanta is, he'll donate $100. What a deal. What would that be? Maybe
Who's
more.
Emmett?
I don't know. But what's the greatest steakhouse in Atlanta, according to, is it Emmett? Yeah.
New York Prime.
Well, there we go. Let's hold Emmett. Hey, Emmett, step to the plate, buddy. It's $100. We're counting on you.
The full name is Donlin and Greenbaum's New York Prime.
Yeah.
Located in the Monarch Tower next to the Whitley Hotel. You may know the Whitley Hotel is the old Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll give $100 if anybody can find the sign that says Donlin and Greenbaum's. It's hidden down there. But it is there. Hey, I want to ring my Liberty Bell for a good friend of mine who made a $500 donation tonight. David, thank you very much, pal. Really appreciate it. David's a parishioner at Holy Spirit and just a great Catholic, a great man, and really appreciate it, David. Who else can step up to doing something like that, huh? $500? Come on, let's get going here. We only have a few minutes left. All right, we need to get going.
What about
here?
Our extra 10?
Yeah, we got an extra 10, but still, hey, it's $125,000 overall goal in 3 days.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to get a drop in the bucket of that. So let's see if we can pump it up a little bit here.
You know, as a business owner, you can become an underwriter and have access to the 3 million plus listeners on a frequent basis. We're called to evangelize, and the quest may be the path that you take. And boy, oh boy, do they love monthly donors at the Quest. Think about it. With some predictable cash flow, they're able to plan ahead and find better ways to spread our faith. Carol and the staff have all sorts of goodies they can send your way with a monthly donation. We got coffee cups, we got books, we got tapes, we got it. You can be an educated Christian if you start throwing some money at this place on a monthly basis.
Absolutely, John. The monthly donations, the predictability, as any businessman out there, the predictability of that flow is really crucial to an organization like this that is completely dependent on donations. Mm-hmm. By the way, nothing for everyone out there, the Archdiocese does not provide any funding here. This is completely through donations. So it's not like they've got a sugar daddy somewhere out there, right? It's all people like you out there and us here that's trying to chip in and keep this great organization going.
You know, maybe is the Holy Spirit sitting in the car with you? Maybe you ask for some guidance. Maybe the Holy Spirit's telling you to call 470-508-1160. Now, Bobby, I think you've got maybe one more little story you could share with us, possibly?
Oh, Mike, John, let me say here. Oh, there's so many of them to choose from. They're all such joys here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a good one. This just maybe got a little bit of a, you know, we might get in trouble on this one, but once again, pulpit approved.
We'll live on the edge.
All right. This is kind of a in retort to my last one, so it's a little bit of a, you know, on the other side. A woman ran a red light and crashed into a man's car. Both of the cars are demolished, and amazingly, neither one of them are hurt. Praise God. After they crawled out of the car, the woman said, "Wow, just look at our cars. There's nothing left. But unfortunately, we are unhurt." This must be a sign from God above that we should meet and be friends and live together in peace for the rest of our lives. The man replied, "I agree with you completely. This must be a sign from God." The woman continued, "And look at this. Here's another miracle. My car is completely demolished, but my bottle of 75-year-old scotch did not break. Surely God meant for us to drink this vintage delicacy and celebrate our good fortune." Then she handed the bottle to the man. The man nodded in agreement, opened it, and drank a little bit more than half of it, then handed it back to the woman. The woman took the bottle, immediately put the cap on, and handed it back to the man. The man asked, "Aren't you having any?" She replied, "No, I think I'll just wait for the police." Some years ago, Adam ate the apple. Men will never learn.
There you go. That's awesome. Thank you, Bobby. Hey, I just want to jump in here real quick. I made a mistake. So my good friend David Emery is from All Saints, not Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
I sometimes get those mixed up. I don't know why. And he didn't have to even send me a note to correct me. I just remembered that I made a mistake there. So falling on the sword a little bit. But hey, all you folks from All Saints, let's hear from some of you folks. I know the great, great group of knights over there. We'd love to hear from some of you. And again, thanks to David for that wonderful donation.
Yeah. Mary, Jerry, Alice, and Phil are back there waiting for your phone calls. Please call 470-508-1160. Maybe some Braves fans that are a happy Braves fan. I mean, come on, it's an easy year to be a Braves fan. In the past, it's been very difficult at times, but this year it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, really. I mean, you don't even have to drive down to the south of Atlanta anymore to fight the traffic going through town to get there.
Yeah, you know, that's a bummer this year, because think how easy it would be to get to the Braves Stadium with all this lack of COVID traffic.
Yeah.
Be wonderful.
New stadium, yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Donlin, I think you got one more up your sleeve, as I recall.
Oh, let me see here. Let me find a good one here.
Oh, yes.
Good Irish one here. The guy was sitting quietly reading his paper when his wife walked up behind him and whacked him on the head with a magazine. "Hey, what was that for?" he asked. "Oh, that was for the piece of paper in your pants with the name Laura Lou written on it," she replied. "Oh, 2 weeks ago when I went to the races, Laura Lou is the name of a horse that somebody told me to bet on." he explained. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I should have known there was a good explanation. 3 days later, he's sitting there watching the Braves ball game on the TV when she walks up and hits him again with the same iron skillet, which knocked him out cold. And then a few minutes later when he came to, he said, "What was that for?" She says, "Your horse called."
Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
And with that, on that note, hey, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Either way.
You can find that on Google or Play Store, as I did this afternoon.
There you go.
Way to go. And I've got a little update here. I want to say thank you to all the people who've called since the last time I gave an update. So we want to say thanks to Gene and Michael, H in Atlanta, Peter S in Atlanta, Jack T, Marianne S in Atlanta, Jonathan N in Brookhaven, and he donated in honor of Bobby, Philip C in Alpharetta, and Emmett F in Roswell for Bobby's Best Steakhouse. Ooh. So, thank you everyone for those donations so far. We want to keep the ball rolling. 470-508-1160. I mean, where can you hear jokes like this? But right here on your Atlanta Catholic radio station. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, or online at thequestatlanta.com. We've got, you know, a little around 10 minutes left now that we have a little extra bonus time. So you've still got time to help us meet that goal. Ooh. So I think we're about $2,000 away. So we're crawling there, but we're getting there. So let's go.
We're making headway. Keep the calls coming.
We got enough cash flow, Bobby, for one more. Dig into that joke pile. I know you got them. Father Frank was very generous with the material.
He was very generous.
You know, I wonder if he's got a bunch of deacons in the back room kind of pounding out the script. You know, you got this picture. You remember Johnny Carson back in the day when he had all these guys in the back room grinding out the
Karnak
stuff?
The Magnificent.
Yeah, the Karnak stuff. And so I suspect there's